Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you had a major U.S. bank collapse, and the Biden administration was asleep at the wheel. This was the biggest bank failure since 2008. Again, and the Biden administration asleep at the wheel. Several bank stocks were also halted trading on Friday, including First Republic, PacWest, and a crypto-focused Signature Bank. First Republic dropped 14.8%, and PacWest shed 37.9%. Some bellwether bank stocks even suffered smaller losses as the Silicon Valley Bank fallout wreaked havoc on regional names. Goldman Sachs and Bank of America fell 4.2% and 0.9%. What does this mean? Well, the U.S. government now having to wake up because they don't have actual human beings in charge of our government that know policy, and said they found a bunch of woke people they could put in positions based on being woke, right? They've got dudes dressed like chicks advising us. They have a mayor running transportation that knows nothing about being a mayor. The list goes on and on of the woke individuals that we have running this country right now, because everything was about filling quotas with this administration. And when you do that, this is what you get. So now the U.S. is scrambling to prepare for a financial backstop to stave off a banking panic they're worried about Monday and Tuesday. The U.S. government, as of Sunday night, they were scrambling, quote, to prepare emergency measures to shore up banks and the U.S. economy as the nation braces for a potential bank run. All because of Silicon Valley Bank collapse. The U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve are jointly preparing to launch a program to backstop deposits in excess of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp. $250,000, according to people familiar with the matter. The Federal Reserve is also preparing to ease the terms of banks' access to its discount window, an emergency lending facility for banks to raise cash. The emergency preparations, even as I am doing this, they're saying are not yet official. That's how chaotic it is, because you have a quota administration that fills quotas instead of has serious people in charge of serious issues. Where were the regulators, and how did this even happen? Those are questions that the media should be asking right now, but they're not, because they're protecting the Biden administration. Now, the 08 collapse actually made sense. Subprime lending and multiple other parts of the government not regulating certain things allowed for that collapse to happen in 08. And we saw it coming. And they knew there could be a problem. But the banks were allowed to do things and package loans and subprime loans and basically categorize them as being safer investments than they really were, allowed for a massive collapse. We know that. We were supposed to fix it. We now have a government that basically, if you're on their team, they look the other way. How do we know this? We know this from the cryptocurrency exchange collapse. And the number two donor during the midterm elections, the Democratic Party, who was in charge of that cryptocurrency collapse. You would have thought at that moment that maybe they should have been really focused on banks that dealt with a lot of crypto, just like the Silicon Valley Bank. Did they? No, of course not. Why would they? So now we have the Fed and the U.S. Treasury, who have not publicly commented on measures they are considering to stave off a rush of demand for bank account deposits to be withdrawn. Now, just to put it in perspective what happened on Friday, Silicon Valley Bank, the 16th largest bank by assets in the U.S., failed by mid-morning Friday after depositors rushed to withdraw deposits. This was the largest bank failure since the financial crisis in 08 and the second largest failure in the history of the United States. I want to say that again. The second largest failure in the history of the United States of America, and it just happened like mid-morning Friday. And the media was like, oh, wow, this happened. Like, it's not a big deal. In fact, it is a big deal to the point where now we're trying to figure out what the hell is going to happen Monday, Tuesday. The government doesn't know what their plan is. But what we do know is the government now is worried that customers may try to withdraw funds from other banks, having other runs on the bank actually happen. Now, Janet Yellen, who's the woman supposed to be in charge, another woman who, again, has apparently no idea what she's doing at the Department of Treasury, is now leaving the door open for your tax dollars to be used as a bailout of the uninsured deposits above the 250 minute maximum at Silicon Valley Bank because she and her team were asleep at the wheel. The Treasury Secretary appeared to at least hint on Sunday morning that the government might step in to fund uninsured deposits at Silicon Valley Bank. It's a tech sector focused bank that collapsed when panicked customers withdrew tens of billions of dollars. All right, I'm going to tell you more about this in a second, but I do need to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people, a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide. And you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Now, how does the FDIC work? And if you've ever opened a bank account, they'll tell you and sell you on your money is secure because we are an FDIC bank, right? The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The FDIC took the bank into receivership on Friday, and they do insure deposits up to $250,000. Well, on Friday, the FDIC said all insured deposits would be available on Monday morning. Let me say that again. On Friday, the FDIC said all insured deposits would be available on Monday morning, meaning up to $250,000. If you had more than that, you're screwed, at least at this moment. Most Silicon Valley Bank deposits, however, are above the insured limit. The FDIC said on Friday that it had not determined the amount of uninsured deposits, but said depositors with amounts in excess of $250,000 would get an advance dividend next week. The amount of such a dividend has yet to be determined, quote unquote. Some customers are worried they will not have access to fund Zeta to even make payrolls and pay vendors this week. Bank regulators are concerned that panicked customers at other banks might also seek to withdraw their deposits on Monday and Tuesday, possibly putting more banks in jeopardy, saying, quote, "We want to make sure that the troubles that exist at one bank don't create other problems at other banks that are sound." That's what Yellen said in an interview on Face the Nation Sunday morning, saying, quote, "We are concerned about the depositors and are focused on trying to meet their needs." Now, Yellen said that regulators were not looking to bail out banks with capital injections like we did in 08 or measures similar to what we did in 08, saying, quote, "We're not going to do that again because many people believe that it was a disaster. In that situation, many people that were irresponsible actually got paid, and that's a problem." Her comments, however, appeared to leave open the possibility of the United States government, with your tax dollars, and we'd have to borrow the money to do this because we don't have the money to do this, would provide funds to make sure even uninsured deposits at Silicon Valley Bank were accessible to customers. Also, they're saying the government could find a willing buyer for the deposits, most likely one of the largest U.S. banks, and save the bank that way. Bloomberg News is reporting right now that the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, launched an auction process late Saturday for the Silicon Valley Bank, with final bids due by Sunday afternoon. The winner of the auction may not be known until late Sunday, Bloomberg is now reporting. Either would likely wipe out equity holders and holders of debt issued by the bank, but ensure depositors would have access to funds, quote unquote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Janet Yellen, of course, knew what her job was. That was go on TV and tell everybody after a historic failure of a bank that actually everything is okay. That the American banking system is totally fine. That this was just some sort of anomaly. Now, to put it in perspective, before I play her for you as she went on TV, let me just remind you about actually how big of a deal this was. The CEO of an incubator in Silicon Valley came out to put in perspective and said that the bank failure is an extinction level event. Gary Tan, who's the present CEO of Y Combinator, recently stated that the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank is an extinction level event for tech startups. Now, this guy knows what he's talking about, all right? Gary Tan is basically an incubator, has helped launch more than 4,000 tech companies, including Airbnb, which is massive, DoorDash, which is massive, and Stripe. MarketWatch reports that the failure of Silicon Valley Bank has sent shockwaves throughout the tech startup community, with fears that it could set innovation back by a decade. That's where Gary Tan, the CEO of the Startup Accelerator, came in saying this is an extinction-level event for startups, warning that the loss of these small businesses could significantly impact the economy. Tan stated, "This is an extinction-level event for startups and will set startups and innovation back more than 10 years. He also said, quote, "Big tech will not care about this. They have cash elsewhere. All the little startups, tomorrow's Googles and Facebooks, will be extinguished if we don't find a fix." Now, the fall of this bank is the largest bank failure, again, put this in your head, since the collapse of Washington Mutual in 2008. and its closure that left thousands of startups in a precarious position. By the end of 2022, by the way, the bank had 13 locations operating in California and Massachusetts, $209 billion in total assets. Again, this is Silicon Valley Bank, $209 billion in total assets and $174 billion in deposits. Many startups, by the way, had made Silicon Valley Bank their only bank. The $250,000 of FDIC deposit insurance would not be enough to cover what most people had in their bank accounts. Now, the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank was caused by this massive run of the bank, with customers initiating withdrawals of $42 billion this week. $42 billion. So let's go to the Treasury Secretary that was asleep at the wheel. What does she say about this on Face the Nation? Here it is.
I want to get straight to it because the markets will soon reopen for trading. Does the government need to intervene and take emergency measures because of SVB's failure?
Well, let me say America's economy relies on a safe and sound banking system that can provide for the credit needs of our households and businesses. So whenever a bank, especially one like Silicon Valley Bank with billions of dollars in deposits, fails, it's clearly a concern. From the standpoint of depositors, many of which may be small businesses, they rely on access to their funds to be able to pay the bills that they have, and they employ tens of thousands of people across the country. We've been hearing from those depositors and other concerned people this weekend. So let me say that I've been working all weekend with our banking regulators to design appropriate policies to address this situation. I can't really provide further details at this time. But what I do want to do is emphasize that the American banking system is really safe and well-capitalized. It's resilient.
Can you say whether these problems were unique to Silicon Valley Bank, or can you say whether there will be other regional bank failures?
Well, look, let me just say that we want to make sure that the troubles that exist at one bank don't create contagion to others that are sound. And a goal always of supervision and regulation is to make sure that contagion can't occur.
Your counterpart in the United Kingdom has said that the government there has ruled out a bailout of the UK arm of Silicon Valley Bank. Have you also ruled out that kind of government intervention?
Well, let me be clear that during the financial crisis, there were investors and owners of systemic large banks that were bailed out, and we're certainly not looking. And the reforms that have been put in place means that we're not going to do that again. But we are concerned about depositors and are focused on trying to meet their needs.
Where were the regulators? Can we all just go back to that for a second? I mean, when she says the American banking system is really safe, I'm not saying I disagree with that, but you just had a historic bank collapse with a run on the bank. So when you know, do I really trust you? And this is the government right now. Let's be honest about our government. Do we really trust the government right now, knowing what we know? And when they tell you that everything is going to be fine and that the banking system is strong and it's amazing, right, and everything else, there's another part of this that just has to be brought up. And that is, where the hell was the government overseeing this bank, the regulators overseeing this bank? What's the point of having regulators if banks can fall apart this quickly? Like, can anyone explain that to me? Seriously, can anyone explain that to me? Where are the regulators? Right? Because shouldn't they have been able to see this coming and get involved quicker? Because and I understand this whole idea of like, hey, we shouldn't bail out people when they do stupid things. But there are some really good people that had deposits here. Okay? There were really good people that worked really hard and did everything they could to work really hard to provide for themselves and their families. And they had more than $250,000 in this bank that had billions of dollars in deposits and had a run on the bank worth billions and billions and billions of dollars. Do they deserve to be hurt? If you were in that bank and you had more than $250,000 in your bank account, I'm sure you'd be saying, dear government, one, you guys didn't do your job, and two, I need you to help me because this is unfair. And if you do that, the problem is, in the future, can banks be more irresponsible, right, and profit from extreme risk just like they did in 08? Just like they did in 08, and know that there's always going to be a bailout. Now, the U.S. government has already come out and said, and this is the headline coming from the Washington Post. The U.S. government says all depositors at failed Silicon Valley Bank will have access to all their money on Monday. The move to safeguard bank depositors will not come at taxpayers' expense, is what the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said. The decision is aimed at heading off a panic in the financial markets. As one man put it, this is incredible. They're going to print money to bail out a bankrupt bank to basically prop up a weak, nervous market. As one said, soon we'll be taking a wheelbarrow full of money to buy eggs. Because they keep devaluing the dollar over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And the government that's supposed to have their hands on this and the regulators that are supposed to have their hands on this, clearly we're not paying attention because we have an administration filled with unserious people. We have an administration now that's a joke. Okay, we have an administration now that is a joke.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We also have to talk about how woke the bank was that went under. A lot of people don't understand how woke the bank actually was. Silicon Valley Bank was all about the wokeness. They loved working with woke companies. They loved working with liberal companies. They loved working with tech companies. They loved working with, for example, the streaming giant Roku. We're being told had $487 million in cash on hand, held by Silicon Valley Bank. That streaming giant Roku had about one-fourth of its cash and equivalents amounting to nearly $500 million held in that bank. The entertainment company remains unsure how much of that cash it will recover, according to Variety. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank was caused by the massive run of the bank, with customers driving withdrawals of $42 billion this last week alone, majority of it Thursday, Friday. It's the 16th largest bank by assets, with the U.S. Federal Reserve data showing the bank had $209 billion in assets as of December the 31st. But this had to do a lot with the fact that this bank was just a woke bank. It was a woke Silicon Valley bank that was more concerned about global warming than they were about shareholder returns. Yeah. Home Depot founder Bernie Marcus said on Friday that it was time for Americans to wake up after the woke Silicon Valley Bank collapsed because they were more concerned about global warming than they do about shareholder returns and fiscal responsibility. Listen to part of this conversation that he had on Fox with Neil Cavuto.
But he's watching it just the same. The Home Depot co-founder, kind enough to join us now. Bernie, always good seeing you. Do you think history is repeating itself? Should people stay calm? What are you telling them?
Well, all I know is that I can't wait for Biden to get on the speech again and talk about how great the economy is and how it's moving forward and getting stronger by the day. And this is an indication that whatever he says is not true. And maybe the American people will finally wake up and understand that we're living in very tough times, that in fact, the recession may have already started, who knows. But it doesn't look good. And I feel bad for all these people that lost all their money in this woke bank. You know, it was more distressing to hear that the bank officials sold off their stock before this happened. It's depressing to me. Who knows whether the Justice Department would go after them. They're a woke company, so I guess not. And they'll probably get away
with
it.
When you say a woke company, they invest in technology, venture capital funded startups and all of that. They might have been disproportionately exposed to this. Do you think there are others like this bank out there?
I think there probably are. Yeah. I think that the administration has pushed many of these banks into more concern about global warming than they do about shareholder return. And these banks are badly run because everybody is focused on diversity and all of the woke issues and not concentrating on one thing they should, which is shareholder returns. Instead of protecting the shareholders and their employees, they're more concerned about the social policies. And I think it's probably a badly run bank. They've been there for a lot of years. It's pathetic that so many people lost money that won't get it back. And
you know, Bernie, you might be right on some of the. You might.
By the way, I love this guy. Right. This is this is what I love about this Home Depot founder. Bernie Marcus is getting older. He doesn't care to offend anybody. He says, I think the system, the administration has pushed many of these banks more concerned about global warming than what they do for shareholder returns. And these banks are badly run because everybody is focused on diversity and all of the woke issues and not concentrating on the one thing they should, which is shareholder returns. Instead of protecting the shareholders and their employees, the depositors, right? They're more concerned about social policies. And I think it's probably a badly run bank. They've been there for a lot of years. It's pathetic that some of you lost their money and won't get it back. All right, before I get into that, I want to talk to you real quick about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. All right, now. I want to go back to this story. He said, here's the other thing. Listen carefully. This is a guy that has nothing to lose at this point. He's like, look, I've done my time in building companies. I built Home Depot. You want to know what's really going on? I don't care if I offend people. And I love, this is why you should listen sometimes to your elders, because some of them have things to say that other people won't take the risk of saying. And he's got his money and he doesn't care. And he's telling you the truth. And he said this. The feds keep raising rates, and inflation keeps going in the wrong direction. It's not staying where it should be. People are struggling. People can't pay their bills. They can't fill their tanks with gas. And if you think that's a good sign, I don't think it is. And we have an administration that's obtuse to this. They keep talking about the great times and how good it is. It's not. Somebody with a sane head has to come in and understand that you can't do two things. Number one, you can't keep raising rates, referring to interest rates. And two, you can't keep inflation as strong as it is. And you can't tax people more than they are. His proposal, referring to Biden's proposal, to tax the middle class and the rich is about as dumb as I've heard in a long time. In a recession like this, you don't do things like that. And by the way, Joe Biden said back in the day, on record, you don't raise interest or you don't raise taxes when you're dealing with inflation. It's the dumbest thing you can do. But now he needs more money because he wants more control. That's what this all comes down to, is the issue of control. That's why he's saying it the way he is. But Bernie Marcus just said it the way that it should have been said. Woke Silicon Valley Bank was more concerned about global warming than shareholders' returns and quotas. And he's right. And if you think this is only in America, you're wrong. Because as you heard Janet Yellen say a moment ago when I was playing that audio, the UK is now mulling over the idea of a bailout for the tech firms after the Silicon collapse. Authorities in the UK are considering a possible bailout for all the tech firms after the collapse of the British branch of Silicon Valley Bank. Jeremy Hunt, the chancellor, is reportedly mulling a possible bailout for tech firms and startups that were affected by the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank UK. The failure of SVP represents the second largest failure of a bank in U.S. history, only beaten out by the collapse of Washington Mutual during the 08 financial crisis. According to the report by the BBC, there is now significant fear about the knock-on effect the bank's collapse could have on startups in Britain, with many firms set to lose large sums of money after the Bank of England declared that SVP UK would enter insolvency. As a result, the Treasury is now reportedly aiming to offset the damage done by the bank's collapse, with Hunt telling the public broadcaster, BBC, that authorities are considering various ways of recusing the tech firms affected. So another bailout. One such rescue plan involves providing an emergency cash lifeline for companies hit by SVP going under. Quote, we want to find a way that ministries can help and avoid all the losses of the incredibly promising firms, the chancellor wrote, arguing that while the impact on the United Kingdom's overall economy is expected to be minimal, SVP's collapse would nevertheless risk wiping out many of the country's budding tech enterprises. So in other words, we're going to pick winners and losers in different sectors. Same thing that they're talking about doing here. We like big tech. We like tech firms. We like woke companies. We don't want them to be hurt. So we'll just say, hey, we're not going to allow them to be hurt. And we like what they're doing, so we'll bail them out. That's how we'll do this. We'll bail them out that way. Does this sound like a very good idea, or does it sound like a disaster? To me, it sounds like a disaster. Does it sound like something we should be supporting or advocating for? No, it doesn't. It sounds, again, like a disaster. Sounds like a terrible, 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 terrible idea. Something that should not happen. Yet here we are having this conversation because it's a liberal bank with a woke ideology. That's what it is. A liberal bank with a woke ideology. They're going to probably bail them out. They're going to prop them up, and they're going to tell you it's not going to cost you taxpayers' dollars. And when they tell you that, you need to understand that they are 1,000% lying to you. This will cost you some taxpayers' dollars. Anyone that tells you that it's not, they're lying to you. They are lying to you. I'll say it one more time. They are lying to you. This is going to cost us all a hell of a lot of money. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a five-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow, see you back here tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.